Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
All righty then. The two men had set out for Emmaus, but returned breathless with astonishing news. John's mind was filled with wonder and hope as the men described how the risen Lord had made himself known to them by and in the breaking of the bread. John had a growing hope that started with the women returning from the empty tomb in that morning. Then he and Peter witnessed with their own eyes that the tomb was indeed empty. And now the men who had left for Emmaus returned with such fervor and excitement that John must have been getting excited himself. Then it happened. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." And as Jesus showed them various signs and taught them, John and the others were filled. They were filled with joy and were marveling. Then Jesus let them know that all he went through had to happen. John would later remember and understand and relay to us that everything Jesus suffered and endured sprang forth from the Father's love. All that happened indeed has to happen. It happened because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And using the scriptures, Jesus explained the Father's love and purpose to John and to the others. "These are my words," Jesus said, "that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them in Luke 24, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending you, sending the promise of my Father upon you." Jesus relayed to John and the others that the Father's love was made complete in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He let the 11 disciples know that his love is known to us through the forgiveness of sins that Jesus' work has earned. But a person may ask, "Well, how do I get this forgiveness of sins, this love of the Father that Jesus earned for me?" And John actually answered that question in his record of the good news. In his gospel account, John recorded Jesus' conversation with a man named Nicodemus, who secretly desired to know more about what Jesus was teaching. And Jesus told him, in John 3, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Again, Jesus told him, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And finally, Jesus said, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." Jesus continued to teach that the baptism that we received has its source in the Father's love. And all who receive this love of the Father in baptism are saved from condemnation and eternal death. God loves you. He truly loves us all. This is completely undeserved. It cannot be earned by us. Out of love, the Father sent His beloved Son to die in your place. Love caused Jesus to suffer, to bleed, and to be buried for you. And everyone who receives this love of God in baptism is made into a child of God. Jesus calls you to the waters of baptism just like He called Nicodemus. On account of His great love, God turns sinners like you and me into His children. All of this leads John to write in our actual text, the epistle in 1 John chapter 3, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Look what Jesus went through to make you His own." The season of Lent followed that love all the way to the cross and the sealed tomb. 3 days later, we found that God's love did not let us down at all. For God's love is alive. He has risen. And when you received baptism, that love was united to you. Again, this love makes you and me into God's children. What an amazing thing this is. And so now we live our lives abiding in Jesus' love. We do this by receiving and sharing His Word. We receive His love through the Word heard in preaching and the absolution. We receive His love when we read His Word throughout the week and attend Bible study on Sundays after church. We receive His love as we eat and drink His meal, His supper. And through all these things, we live as God's baptized, born again children of God. Amen.